What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
My voice is jacked this morning.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I was probably yelling at my kids all weekend.
Oh, man. What did you do this weekend?
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
I look like shit this morning. Oh, well.
Who cares? I don't know what it is. I think it's like getting used to the time change. The time change really fucks me up. For some reason, going back to Los Angeles time zone never messes me up, but like going somewhere, even if it's just like 3 hours or 2 hours, I need like a good week to like register what the fuck is happening. I have to like drag myself out of bed.
Going back is easier because you get more hours to sleep. You know what I mean? Okay. You're like, oh, well, I just added 3 hours.
So fucking long to like,
you have to force yourself. You've got to stay on a schedule.
I can't, I'm not, I don't know. I can't do that. No matter how hard I try, I'm not.
Well,
that
it's
person.
Well, it's hard because you're going. You're every weekend. You're like going back and forth.
Oh, I know.
So you go back and you're like, oh yeah, you have a 6 a.m. call time, but you just arrived the night before from L.A., so it's like 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, you're like, how do I do this,
guys? It's so weird with everything that's going on with the SAG strike. It is so weird. Danielle and I have been talking back and forth to figure out what we are allowed to do, what we can talk about. Can we do our podcast? At a moment there, we thought like, fuck, we can't.
Right.
I mean, we can't even talk about shit that we've got going on. We can't really talk about past shit. Like,
right. We're just gonna shoot the shit about random shit.
Like, if I start talking about something, you gotta like tell. Like, I just like, it's very hard to like not talk about something that you're passionate about, which is crazy.
It's true.
But to clarify, we are still allowed to go to cons.
Yes.
So our conventions are still happening. A lot of you guys have been reaching out to me and to the podcast.
Yeah.
Wondering if that's still going to happen. Yes.
So I think what the rule. Okay. So SAG is like, well, SAG's deciding like as we go, because this has never happened before. You know what I mean? Like, there's never been a strike for us where there's social media, like the rules they're just creating for the first time.
It happened a bit ago.
Yeah. But a long time ago, you know? So I think they're just kind of figuring it out as they go. Which I mean, it seems like there's like updates every day on what's allowed and what's not allowed. So I think the last I heard or read from SAG about conventions was, we can do them, but we are not allowed to be promoting any of our past or current work. So on our tables, we will not have anything from any movies, even though we don't sell the photos. The photos come with our autographs. It's like, we get, you pick whatever you want for us to give you, and then it's the autograph that essentially you're paying for. So we can't have anything on our tables from any movie. So we won't have any Halloween stuff or any of the other stuff, but we can have all of our photo shoot stuff just from you and I.
Weird. Like, it's so maybe we'll print new stuff. I can't imagine going to a con where I really love the person's work and not being able to purchase something from that person's work.
Like, it could be like someone else can sell it.
You can, yeah, someone else can sell it there.
Like, let them sell it. And
we just can't.
Yeah, we're not promoting that stuff. But, you know, I mean, should I had a movie come out on Friday? Like, I can't.
Can't even talk about it.
I can't talk about it. I'm not saying what it is, but don't talk about you know, it. Or last, this is 2 weeks ago. It's 2 weeks since then. But, and we're not doing panels. So we're not going to be doing panels because what are we going to talk about?
We can do our podcast, which is crazy. So I feel like maybe we should add more of our podcasts at some of these cons since panels are not happening.
Instead of panels. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think we should definitely do that. They're more fun anyway.
Yeah, I know. And I think, I have some work coming up and those are trying to get a waiver. So that's really interesting. It's like, so
it takes a while. I just got a waiver for mine.
Okay. So if something has like a waiver, can you talk about it?
That's a good question.
If you're working on, see, this is what I'm saying. They can't like fucking reprimand us as SAG members when we really don't, like, there's too many unknown questions. Like, they can't be like, it's like,
I mean, I went on Instagram last night and was looking through my friends that have podcasts to see if they're still doing them, if they're able to, like, I didn't know if I was able to put our commercial or, you know, our clip on my personal page because I was like, is that allowed? Is that not allowed? Like, but we're still able to do this stuff. I mean, SAG does, it says like, we do want you to keep working.
Yeah.
They do want us to keep working. Yeah, we have to obviously survive. But the rules are just a little gray with what we're allowed to do. It sucks.
Yeah.
But it needs to happen. Yeah. It has to happen. I voted for it, you know?
Yeah. So what we are fighting for essentially is anytime any of our stuff from childhood to now streamers to platforms, we don't see any of that.
When you guys pay residuals. You know, $3.99 to rent one of our movies on Amazon Prime or whatever, we don't get any of that.
No,
any
Universal gets it, WB gets it. It's all the all the big studios get all of it, and we, as actors, stuntmen, like everything, do not see anything and haven't in a very, very, very long time. And this AI situation is really out of fucking control. Like, if that was to happen, that takes out so many, like there won't be productions for movies.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I think there's still got to be.
They already are, Danielle. They already are. Do you know this? Do you know that they have, there was some casting notice for background actors to come and work and they were going to do a full day and grab all of their likeness to be able to use it
for a day rate. But that's background actors. Like,
no, they are wanting to do it for actors. J-Lo just did a fucking commercial regarding it. She was like, you can use my image for me. And there was just, and then they played a bunch of people playing as her. Like, you don't need her. They already have all of her likeness. She doesn't need to come in for that fucking work. She just gets paid for it.
But how does she do her dialogue? I mean, I don't know how that works. How is she doing her scenes?
It's computerized. Like, this technology is going to get so good that they are not going to need the actor for anything. For nothing. It's going to be all computerized. Voice, everything. They will not need actors. They will not need writers
and the thing
because
is, they're
they can
just
write
giving
a fucking
you,
script. They
they're
can
just
edit
giving
it.
You a flat day rate. I mean, what if they paid you what you would make doing an actual movie, but you didn't actually have to do the movie?
No, but they could do that one time, and then use your shit forever. So you're talking about like fucking like income for other movies. We're talking about not getting residuals. Imagine you're not getting fucking shit because they now own you. They now own your face and can make it into whatever they want. It's insane. Like, we cannot do this. Like, so many people, this will affect so many people, not just in the industry, so many people's jobs. I just don't understand how they can think that this is a good thing.
Because it's greed. Like, it's all about money.
Dude.
Who's like, making the decisions? The people that are getting all the money, right? I mean, obviously anyone that's working isn't the one wanting to do this.
Something else I read, it's like if every like CEO that is, you know, that we're sort of kind of striking against gave 2% of what they make yearly, this strike would be over. It'd be over.
Wow.
We'd be fine. Just 2% of the millions that they make.
I mean, you know, I was surprised to know is there's only, what is it, 130,000 SAG members?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Right?
Isn't I think it was 160 nuts? Or something. I was like, huh? No. Really?
And that's across the board. That's like people that have had like done one movie. You know what I mean? Like I don't or whatever. I mean, I don't know what it consists of and how to do it. But yeah, it's fucking crazy. I don't understand.
I was shocked by that. Well, I think nuts. A lot of people don't want to go SAG because SAG isn't, I don't know. I think a lot of things have had to change for SAG. Like a lot of SAG members are not happy with what we're given, but they're also like, you know, they're up against a wall. So I completely understand. So I get why this stance it needs to happen.
Okay, well, let's talk about our insurance then, our health insurance. So you guys listening, we have to make a certain amount of money through SAG.
$56,000. And now,
It'll get less when you turn 40, by the way.
I know.
I was surprised.
But then that was somewhere like in the last year or two, it cannot include your residuals. So the 20 grand that you make or 10 grand that you make a year on residuals, if not, that are not on streaming platforms, cannot go against. It's only the jobs that we do, which, by the way, and it's so wonderful to see all these SAG members and all these actors that you recognize fighting on the line and going, there's maybe 5% of actors that are movie stars that get paid a fucking shit ton of money.
They get paid, period.
Yes. Us, a lot of people, but the majority of SAG members do not get paid what you think they get paid.
No.
Like, at all. And somebody did the math. And you know, when someone goes, hey, okay, we're going to pay you 10 grand for 3 weeks or for 4 weeks. It's like, if you do that, like, hourly, it's like a little bit, it's like 20 something dollars an hour. But then you take your
my babysitter
out.
Makes more than that. I need to pay taxes.
You take your agent fee. You take your
which is
10%.
A minute fee is 15%.
You take your lawyer fee.
5%.
And then you take your taxes.
40%.
So you're then.
And if you're in California, you're paying state tax too.
Yes. So it's. I mean, it's.
I know.
It's crazy.
If you're a minor, they're taking 15% of that too. Because when I was a minor doing stuff, when I moved to California from New York, that you know, when I was in New York, they didn't take 15% because the rules didn't apply there, which is fucking fucked up and awful. But I think that it's changed now. But so when I got to LA, I remember I did Don't Tell Mom, and I had to pay my agent out of my own pocket because I didn't have enough money in my paycheck to cover my agent's fee. So it was it cost me money to work.
Yeah.
Out of my savings.
Yeah. I've had a couple jobs like that where I'm pretty much paying them.
Paying to work. Yeah. You're paying them for you to work.
I'm paying them for the job.
It's crazy, man. It's fucking it's crazy.
You know, we all struggle with this sort of issue with
in
any
the workplace.
Sort of union.
Of course.
In the workplace. And I think it's wonderful when a union can come together and fight for what everybody believes in. And people are not asking for much. Not in the time that we are dealing with now. You know, it's like we're not really asking for much. It's also saying like these fucking high-end, like, you know, people that are taking a massive amounts of what hard money that we've all worked for. It's like, all right, guys, now is not the time to be fucking greedy. Like, we're all right. human beings, and we are all fucking working hard. Whether yeah. we're working at a goddamn car wash or McDonald's or fucking doctor's office or we're all working fucking hard, and we deserve to get paid accordingly, not like of shit. Course. Like,
well, when
on.
Someone else is depositing the money, it's like we're not asking for something that's not already there. Like, it's there, but someone else is taking it.
Yeah, even like minimum wage. I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
I know this world's all fucking backwards.
Fuck up, like,
and it did.
Someone to survive in this economy with what you guys are paying hourly, and it's not like we're all just twiddling our fucking thumbs,
dude.
Like,
even
these
people
are
making
hard-working
six
people.
Even people making six figures a year are having a hard time surviving.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The fucking house markets are going up. Rent is going up. Like, I just don't understand how they expect. Like, homelessness has become a massive issue because people cannot, fucking survive.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, it's just, it's crazy. It's all craziness.
Your hair looks good, by the way.
No, thanks. It's like 4 days old.
It's the best.
4 day old hair. So
did
good.
Did you cut your hair? Trim?
I did get a trim. Yeah. But it's also curled. So it gets a little shorter. But I got a trim, and then I got some like highlights in it.
Okay. It looks good.
Thank you. It's so weird. Like, when I first get my hair done, I feel so girly. I'm like, it's too highlighted. So it's like maybe like a month, and then I'm like, ooh.
It starts to feel good, yeah.
And I was like, I like this. This is
You need
is
a little
good.
Root.
This is good. All right, so apparently Netflix has gone down, like, I don't know, like 12 million percent. I don't know, something crazy. A lot of people are canceling their platforms to pretty much be like, we're speaking out loud. Like, you guys are not going to get your money from us. So it's dropped like a significant amount.
You know, reality shows, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but reality shows started when we had our last big SAG strike. Like, that's how reality became like television. Yeah. They didn't exist before then because there were no actors to work. So they started doing reality shows.
That's what I want to know. It's like how much do they pay these reality people? But then I guess it's like because how successful reality is, especially after the fact.
Right.
When you're on something, I think people just do it because they're like, the internet is so massive.
Yeah. And reality, well, they make more money and like sponsorships and
they make so much fucking
deals
money.
And all that stuff. I'm sure it's a lot more now than it used to be.
Dude, if I could understand like how to like, I don't know, do Instagram, like influencers and all that
I
shit.
I
know it's so crazy, but like, fuck it, man. They figured it out. They figured out the system and they're fucking doing it. But I mean, but I don't know. It's like it's a toss up for me because I'm just like, holy crap. I'm like, there's like fucking doctors out there and teachers out there that don't get paid barely anything. But this person could post a fucking shampoo ad for 10 seconds on their Instagram and get so much more money than like people in the education like field teaching our like it's I think we just need to find the balance.
It's true.
I don't think we're going to. But, you know, teachers, get on TikTok.
Our frontline workers.
Money. Let's
you
go.
Know, like,
let's go.
All these people that are like risking their lives every day or, you know, saving lives every day. And it's like they're making nothing.
I know. It's crazy.
Horrible.
Crazy. Okay, so have you heard of the Garth Brooks conspiracy?
No. What is it?
I'm like, what the fuck fuck is happening?
What?
So I think everybody and their mom has heard about Garth Brooks' conspiracy.
I haven't, but I've been camping, so I've been like, and working. I've been so out of the loop. I was just thinking this morning, man, I haven't turned the news on in a month. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
That's great. So Garth Brooks tours across the USA, and apparently for years and years and years now, every time that he has a show, there is a murder that happens in the town, or someone goes missing, or a kidnapping, or something.
On the night that he's performing?
On the night that he is in that city. And there's a graph that people have made, and it's pretty, like, on point. And I know, like, me as, like, an entertainment person, if I was to hear this and there's conspiracy theories that I'm a fucking murderer because, like, this
Oh, they're so thinking he's the one to... Oh, in between, what, in between his fucking song list set? He's, like, gonna go out and kill somebody?
Oh, okay, people. But isn't that fucking nuts, though? Isn't that nuts?
Like, it's if not, you were though, to hear because
that,
it's...
If you were to hear that, Danielle, every time that you go to a con, someone fucking gets murdered.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
And someone grafts
that...
it up. And is
I'm
like,
sure that
what's
happens,
happening?
Though. I
what's
guarantee happening? You. It's I guarantee you if we because Garth Brooks is playing in big cities. He's not playing in like,
but
you know,
every night that he has something like, and I think that they said it's like people from his show. I've
people
only
get murdered
two,
every day, though.
I've only heard two people say that. Like, no, but like, I think maybe it's from people from his show. Then that's like connecting the dots. Maybe I should get my facts straight here. I've only seen that twice, but one podcast that I listened to didn't mention that. But I don't know. It's
let me Google
so
it. Let me
it's
Google
just
it.
So funny. I was like,
Garth
wow.
Brooks.
Now Garth Brooks is getting so pissed off. Now he knows about it, and I don't think he's said anything about it yet. Oh great,
Garth Brooks fucking conspiracy
lawnmower. Are you kidding me? On the only day that it rains here, you're gonna fucking mow the grass right underneath my fucking window. Bruh.
Okay, so comedian. Oh yeah. Okay, so this is the origin of Where Are the Bodies, Garth? Well, this is from 2022.
It's been going on for a while. It just now.
What
is like
this?
Surfacing.
So this is Tom Segura. I don't know who that is. I should probably know who that is. I guess this is one of the biggest, and he's one of the biggest instigators. So this says, this is, okay, hold on. Oh, you want to, should we just play the TikTok conspiracy? Sure. The, let me see
play
if I can
it.
Do it.
Play it.
Let me see if I could figure it out. Oh, it's making me re-sign in. Wait, hold on. Here. Who's this guy? I don't know who this guy is. Oh, this is Garth Brooks in his own words.
Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me. And I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, the hotel room. When I think about things I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin. This is just who I am. We're now on Facebook.
That's weird.
I'm not sure about this at the start. But then a friend of-
Do you want to hear something that I just heard?
Here's another.
So I've talked about him quite a bit, about Garth Brooks.
I know you guys have had some issues.
And I found out, first I got word about a year ago from like a 100% reliable source.
Seems good.
I was like, does he know? And they're like, oh yeah, he knows. And I was like, is he upset? And they're like, he's just like, doesn't get it. Like, doesn't know why you're talking about him. I was like, okay. And then recently, I guess, so he just blocked me on Instagram.
Oh, this is Tom Segura.
And I was like, it finally blocked me, you know? And then another person told me, they go, yeah, I heard, this person said to me that they heard from a reliable source that when my name comes up to him, that he on his phone shows the video of me playing basketball and falling. Oh. And he goes, karma.
No.
Karma. Yeah.
So he's the guy that first started it.
Pretty amazing.
First brought it to the public. But it had been talked about before, I think. Just nobody really like talked about it on a podcast. Mm. And now it's like everywhere. I just thought it was really interesting. I was like, that's crazy.
People have a lot of fucking time on their hands.
Yeah. To make a fucking graph. Like, what?
I bet you if we looked at the last year of our conventions, whatever cities we were in, I guarantee you we would find, let's do it. You would find murders that happened in the city that night.
People that attended his show. Mm. I think that's what it is. I think that's like the missing piece.
So it's like groupies or whatever they call them. Not groupies. What do they call?
Maybe, but who fucking knows if there's not a serial killer that goes to every, you know, like, I mean, who knows? All right. Well, not speaking of serial killers, but speaking of fucking weird ass people. I was out the other night. I went to karaoke with a few people and,
what's your song choice?
My song choice was Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Ah.
It was fucking awesome. I think I did that at the bachelorette party.
You did. I remember I changed the words.
Hit Me One More Time. Yes. What did you say?
Oh, wait. No, that was different. That was that was Pat Benatar that we were singing.
And there was this guy that was following me.
What?
And yeah.
What do you mean following you?
Around the bar. Like, you know, and we had just gone to a restaurant and I had like a tequila flight and this margarita flight really was what it was. But it wasn't a margarita flight. It was like every glass was a fucking full margarita drink.
Oh, God.
So I was already like a michelada in and like two of those in. And then I shared the other ones. But I'm so aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
I think as a woman, you've got to be. And I was wanting to really let loose that night. I was wanting to have fun. We were going to go dancing after that. And I was going to like fucking sweat all night. Like I was going to have a good time. And I targeted this guy. I was like, fuck. I was like, who is this? And when I went up to karaoke, the guy had already played like Halloween. And I was like,
what?
I was like, oh, dude, come on.
Really?
Like, shit. Yeah. I was like,
that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Ant was like, hey, the guy knows who you are. And he's like, he's going to.
This is the guy that was following you around?
No.
This is the karaoke guy.
I was already on alert. Like, okay. Maybe.
Yeah. Someone knows who you are. Yeah.
Who I am. So I was like, okay. I can't like let loose too much.
Because cameras. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So then I see this guy. And so I go next to one of my friends and I sit at the bar and I just, you know, you can like see out of the corner of the eye, like him, like looking up my legs and shit like that. And I'm the type of person who's like, I'm not going to fucking say anything until like you like fucking touch me or something. Like, you know, you can't really stop like people like that. And then he slipped like behind me and I was watching one of my friends perform. And then I felt something behind me and it was his fucking hand. And and I turned around and his hand was like in my drink like this.
No.
Yeah. And he had put something and I literally was like, did you fucking put something in my drink right now? And it was just water at that point when I saw that. And then the Halloween tunes were going on. I was like, all right, I got to drink water. I got to like be a little bit more, you know, present. And this fucking guy was like, and like walked away. And then one of my guy friends that was there was like, wait, what the fuck just happened? It was crazy. This fucking guy tried to fucking roofie me.
Did he leave? Did he stay around?
Oh yeah. He fucking got out of there as soon as like I said something, but in my panic, I was like, had he done that before? And I was already drinking it. And I've been roofied a couple of times.
Yeah, me too.
Angeles. And one time I remember, I usually don't like the first time I didn't remember what had happened, but I the second time, I remember it hit really fucking hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, like, it was embarrassing to me. So I didn't tell anybody. Mm. And so I just, like, everybody was walking to the second place and I was feeling really out of my element. And I was like, I was like, I'm actually going to go home with my girlfriend because I don't want to, like, it hit me and I lose, like, everybody was scattered and I have to, like, and I also don't want to give someone that responsibility. Hey, can you watch me and make sure I'm not roofied?
Did you think you were just drank too much or?
No, I just seeing that I was panicking that he had already done it to my drink prior. And I just,
no, I mean, when you were actually roofied that you went home early from hanging out with your friends, did you?
I was fine.
You were fine.
I was fine. Cause I think
you just felt weird.
I think I caught him. I just was like, my trauma, my anxiety was hitting me that I was like, I should just go home just to make sure. I mean, how fucking scary, man. Like, come on. Why?
I mean, I was underage. So I was this club with my friend Tatiana Ali, who was Ashley on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it was her and I and like two of our other friends who were at this club called Mama Gaia. I think I was like 20, 19. No, I was like 20, maybe 21. And she might have been like 19 or 20. And we were drinking. We had a table. We were like, you know, we had like dinner there the night. Oh, that's how we used to get into clubs. Like restaurants that would turn into clubs is we'd make a reservation for dinner and then we would just stay. And then because they don't check IDs when you're coming in for dinner.
You said that before, yeah.
So you try to figure out the ways to like get in. And because we just wanted to dance, really. We didn't really care about alcohol. We just wanted to dance. And anyway, at some point, like there were these two guys at the bar that were like trying to talk to her and I, we're not interested. And then we weren't being rude or anything, but you know, you're just like, oh, thanks. No, I'm good. You know, I don't need to buy me a drink. We're all good. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Whatever. We're going to go back to our table, back to the table. And we were dancing. So we had like our stuff set at the table we were sitting at. We were dancing, came back. And at some point, and it's crowded. You don't see like who's by your stuff. You know, this is before like you learn to hold your drink in your hand at all times, which is horrible when you're trying to dance. And she said she's going to go to the bathroom. So she went to the bathroom and it was like, shit, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes where it wasn't that crowded where she should have been gone that long. So I went to check on her and she was like face down in the bathroom stall, completely passed out. Mind you, we had had dinner. We'd had maybe like one drink and then we were dancing. I didn't know what was going on. So it was like, do we call 911 and cause this big scene? And she's a celebrity and we're underage at this place. Like, what do we do? So I ran and got my friend Victor, who was there. And I said, I need your help. Have my other friend, Nicole, like have her get the car. It was actually Tatiana's car. Have her get the car. We got to take her to the hospital. We were right around the corner from Cedar Sinai. It was like Mama Gaia was on like La Cienega and 3rd. And they got the car and Victor picked her up and carried her. We put her in the back of the car and I drove her to the emergency room. And I ran inside. They came out. They got her. They admitted her. She had been roofied. And I had to call her mom and her dad to come to the hospital. And then I remember she was so upset because when they were in there, they had asked her if she does drugs at all, like if anything. And that was the first time that she had to say in front of her mom that she smokes weed. So,
oh my God.
I guess her mom didn't know. But, you know, you're like, she was all freaked out that her mom knew that she had smoked weed. I mean, like 19.
Okay.
I mean, we weren't young, you know, by any means. We were like just under the age of like, you know, legal drinking. I might have been. I think I was 21. And she was roofied. They had to pump. I don't know if they had to pump her stomach or something had happened, but it was 100% those fucking guys. And so that was the first time that I had experienced someone being roofied. And then the second time was I was at this other club and there was a bottle of champagne where I had drank. I'd only taken like a half of a cup because I'm not a big champagne drinker, like I was over 21 at that point too, a half of a cup and was kind of sipping it. And I remember driving home after and feeling like I was in a video game. I'd only had half of a drink and I felt fucked up.
Yeah.
Like something was not right. And I left like you and I'm like, I need to go home. I'm not going to stay. I didn't feel right. I didn't know what was going on, if something was just wrong with me or whatever. And I felt like I was driving home in a video game. I guarantee you somebody must have put something in the bottle of champagne that was open on the table. And thank God I just only had, you know, a half of a glass. So it didn't hit me enough to make me pass out. But yeah. It's really, really, really scary. And this is, you know, a long time ago. This is like 25 years ago. So I can't even imagine, you know, now with like fentanyl and stuff that could like kill you.
I know. It's crazy. I'm interested to know, any men that are listening, does this happen to men? Like, I've never heard of men getting roofied, but I want.
Oh, I'm sure. And like, well, Dahmer.
I guess probably the gay community, I'm sure. Yeah. Actually, now that I remember, yeah. I think I do remember someone saying, "It's insane, man. It shouldn't happen to anyone. It's like insane that you, what type
that people are so fucked up."
But yeah, man.
To drug someone and Bill Cosby and rape them.
I'm just so fucking like, I just don't understand. Where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong?
I don't know.
Can I teach anyone? Like, it baffles my fucking mind.
Like, how do we go back again? Like, how do we go back before? No.
No, it's getting fucking worse.
I do want to read. I got some really fun. We got some good emails from my crazy UFO story. And I'm so glad that you guys wrote in, because I'm just like, yay, I'm not the only one that, I mean, I know I'm not the only one, but you know, but I feel like, okay, good. And also like the whole electronic thing about weird shit happening and all that stuff. Like people wrote in too, like that happens to them and they thought it was just them. It's something you don't really talk about with your friends, because people think you're crazy when you're like, every time I look at a light when I'm taking a walk, the light blows out. Like you think I'm nuts, but shit like that happens to me all the time. So this is from Johnny. What's up, Johnny? So he says, hi, Danielle and Scott. I'm a big fan of both of yours. I've met you both in Niagara Falls. I have a UFO story for you. Back in 2016, I went to California flying over Arizona. My dad pointed out something out of the plane window. It was hovering a little bit down below us. It was not another plane because it was too small, but it was something because the sun was glinting off of it. It looked circular from what I could see. It literally took off in a flash. Like it was there 1 second and then it was gone the next. So I'm 99.9% sure I saw a UFO. Thanks for reading this, if you do end up reading this. And I hope to meet you both again in the future here in Canada. Yeah, I'm coming to Hamilton this year, guys, in October. Is it October? Same guys that put on the show in Niagara Falls. So let's see. This is another one. This is from, let me see if they want us to say their name. I'm not going to say his name yet, but this is another like sort of thank you letter that I thought was really kind. Hello. Hi, ladies. First, I'd like to say that you're doing a kick-ass job on the podcast. Also, thank you for answering my sex questions that I had a while back. I was the one that was talking about having problems with intimacy due to childhood things that happened to me when I was younger with my babysitter. I'm happy to say that I've taken your advice seriously and have been working to be more intimate with my wife. She's also being more vocal about what she enjoys, and I'm happy to be able to reciprocate and follow her lead. On another note, it's awesome that we were able to connect and bond more now. On another positive upbeat note, she's working a part-time job at a sex store now. Her goal is to own her own sex store in the future. She's currently a hairstylist, been in the industry 22 years, 13 years doing this crazy pandemic we had, and she seemed to enjoy it. So I just want to say thank you so much, your advice, because it really helps. And though I'm not doing the oral as much as I would like to, I'm able to digitally stimulate her. I don't know what that means, but that's interesting. And also do different things that she enjoys, which gets her off. So I really appreciate you guys helping us through that. And I also want to say that I'm caught up to the podcast now, and I really enjoyed the one where Danielle was talking about the alien abduction and the ESP she tends to have. I found it to be very interesting and informative. But I also like the one where you guys were in Vegas talking about the foreign makeup from the makeup effects guy. He's really funny. I'm actually going to have to look up a wet dream, a nightmare at Elm Street. Anyway, not really. So just as much as the question, just wanted to give you guys mad props and sorry for the lengthy letter. Also, are you thought about coming to Michigan to do your podcast? My wife and I would love to be part of that. We are trying to come everywhere, man. We're just going to try to make this.
We're going everywhere.
we're going to go everywhere. We're just going to do are we going to do a van?
We're gonna hop in your RV and do a travel show.
You know, my friend Shane in Alabama. That's what he has, like a fleet of tour buses that he rents out for, like,
do know, it. Like stars. You should actually do this.
Just you and I, like
do a fucking traveling show. Oh my god, it'd be so fun. It'd be like a 2-month tour. Oh my god, I would love it. Daniel, we have to do this. Everyone write
in. I have children. What am I supposed to do with my kids?
Huh? Your kids can come.
Oh yeah, sure.
My spouse can come. Your spouse can come. We'll just
put earmuffs on them.
On the tour bus.
Oh my god. Amazing.
Amazing. It'd be epic. Definitely do it.
How are we gonna pay for that? We need more Patreon subscribers to pay for our tour.
I think, yeah. I don't know. I feel like we could fucking do it. I feel like we could figure it out. At least like maybe a month's tour or so. I think we could figure this out. If you guys are venue owners anywhere or know of any venue owners around the USA.
Like what kind of venue though? Like we could do it in a movie theater.
We could do it at a bar. Yeah. Like a bar or anything that you would, that they do live music at.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a theater, and you would want to talk scary to me show, come there. It doesn't have to be massive crowds. It can be you know,
I like the more
30 plus, 30 yeah. plus, you know? We are going to figure out how to make this happen next year.
I think like 50 to 100 people is like the perfect amount of people.
Yeah.
I would totally do that.
I think this is doable. I think we could figure this out. I think.
Are we going to have guests? Maybe we can have guests in different
states.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, maybe a few, but probably. I mean, we could definitely do it in Vegas, like 100%.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We could do them all in Vegas.
Probably Albuquerque we could do one in. I think Texas we could do one. Kentucky we can do one.
We're going to do one in Kentucky in October at Scarefest.
But there's, you know, it's so massive. Like, yeah, I feel like we can go all
Pop
over.
Around.
Or just write in. Where would you guys want us to come to? Well, next time I see you, let's look at
we
a map.
Need to figure
and,
it out.
And figure it out. I feel like we can do it in Colorado. A lot of people are from Colorado. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we could make a circle for a month.
Maybe we could rent. Maybe we could rent like one of those Sprinter vans that turn into like a sleeping thing, you know, and we can just do that.
I have my buddy Troy, who I did a job with.
Yes.
Owns some vans that he rents out. So we could two of those and go.
Dude, why don't you take that to Burning Man?
So I was going to do it.
No desert.
I was going to do it this year, but he doesn't have, I guess where he rents it through doesn't cover insurance for Burning Man.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Because of the desert. So we would have to get we'd have to figure out how to insure ourselves and blah, 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 blah.
It doesn't cover, your car insurance doesn't cover other cars you're driving?
I think so. I don't know about RVs. So I'd have to look into it. But I also like, you know, he uses that for his family income a lot.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
I was like, I know what to do to keep it safe. But like, I just like, I don't know if anything was to happen, I would feel awful. I feel like shit. So
I want one of those.
Yeah.
I need a fucking Sprinter van so I can take all these children in my neighborhood to school.
Even when you were saying Danielle offered, because Tom and I want to go to Austin just to kind of like test it out for like a month.
Don't be worried about fucking it up. It's not, I have insurance and it's not going to fuck it up. Like, you're not going to do anything. Oh no, no, no.
I'm not worried about your RV, but I was even thinking, I was like, fuck. I was like, can Tom and I survive in an RV with three dogs?
Yeah.
And like save up more to get that the house that we really, really, really want. I was like, can we do this?
Well, not in the 6 weeks. You're not going to save up enough in 6 weeks. But, oh, you mean living in one?
I was just saying, like, if we wanted to buy one, I was like, is that like, but then I was like, but I want a baby. I was like, I can't have a fucking baby in an RV.
Well, listen, it could take you a year to get pregnant, and then it takes 10 months to grow a baby.
Could you imagine I'm in an RV pregnant?
Yes.
That's not my fucking pregnant story I want.
I think it'd be amazing. You're out in nature. Like, you get to take walks and like sleep with like last like 2 nights ago, we had like another lightning thunderstorm in the RV with the rain pounding on the top. And it's just like magical. I mean, it's magical. I don't know. Like I said, my RV is pretty special though. So,
you know, I mean, we'd have to get something that's like fucking nice. Well, that's like a house.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, but I've never seen your RV like a house. Oh, it's gorgeous.
I've never seen your RV.
Yeah, I've it all fucking decorated, and like there's dream catchers and rugs and like candles everywhere and pillows and fluffy blankets and.
Well, I'm definitely talking to Tom this weekend about it. Because we'll definitely consider that. It's so
and
funny.
Separate. It's like we have a bedroom that's king size bed with a full bathroom.
There.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, it's a huge.
I just didn't know because I was like,
I have two air conditioning units. Of course, it's like a full.
Like you could live in it.
Yeah.
I've got like a sectional couch, a full kitchen, an oven, a fucking fireplace. Like, and then the back is the toy hauler where we usually put the side by side. The back is where the kid, like there's two queen size beds back there. So you have three, you have a king size bed, two queen size beds.
Like it's,
I think we might take you up on
two
this.
TVs,
I think,
two bathrooms.
We're thinking of coming like the second week of November. And we go somewhere in November. So we're thinking of going like the second week of November up until like the second week in December. Yeah, but we definitely want to bring the dogs. We want to see the dogs in Austin, and that they're going to like, that's why we voted out Joshua Tree, is because when we took the dogs to Joshua Tree, they kept getting those fucking stickers in their paw,
right.
And they were miserable. They were miserable.
Oh, yeah,
so we're
no.
like, we can't do this. I was like, I can't not let like my dog just roam, you know, without like.
And in the trailer, in the back where the queen beds are, like they raise up to the top. So on below it, it's like a dining set, which also raises up. But like that's where we have like I have table. Like you could do like desks back
there. You
that's
could
very
do all the dog
sweet
beds.
For you to even offer your second home to us.
Well, I mean, we're not going to use it for that month. Like, which we're not. Like, it's just sitting there. So what's like for you to like go from place to place and like. Feel comfortable and everything is set up and then be able to not have to spend. All you have to do is pay.
I'm in. I think Tom's in. I think Tom is like me. Tom is like, he doesn't want to put people out. So we just don't like to feel like we're putting people out.
Listen, as long as like what we would do is probably like, we would probably stay with you one night just in the trailer so you could see, so we could show Tom how everything works.
Oh my God,
you
know we're going to have a slumber party.
Yeah. And then so you could see
like I got.
No. It's so big. You wouldn't even like, we wouldn't even hear each other in the same trailer. Like you'll be fine.
Crazy. That's hilarious.
You'll be fine.
Speaking of Tom.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, wow, we have talked so much.
I know.
I'm going to end this on a depressing, fucking weird,
fantastic.
Crazy note.
Give it to
but me. I've been wanting to play this. Also, I had a case up. We don't have time to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about in the next one, H.H. Holmes. He's like the first, one of the first like serial killers. To ever exist.
Oh.
So I want to talk about him. But let's go back to the toy box killer.
Yeah,
we talked about this many, 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 many moons before. And this was the guy that would kidnap women and put him in his like torture chair, like fucking thing. So I found while I was scrolling on that TikTok, and I found the recording. That when these women, like this fucking is straight from a fucking movie. Like,
how do they release this stuff? Like, how do they forget? How does this stuff get out there?
I have no idea. I wonder that all the time when people are talking about cases and they're like, oh yeah, the case file has been leaked and now we know all this information. I'm like, that probably should stop. Like, we should probably not leak any more shit to the public. But then you got people out there that are really, really fucking into this and want to like help solve cases and stuff.
I want it all leaked. I want to know all of it.
Yeah, you see? See, then you wonder how this fucking shit gets leaked. Then don't complain about this stuff. So this is what women would hear when they woke up, all chained up. They would hear this recording. Here we go.
Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You are disoriented and scared too, I would imagine. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a little while, at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to the state. It is very relevant to your situation. I'm going to tell you in detail why you have been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, how long you'll be here. I don't know the details of your capture because this tape is being created July 23rd, 1993 as a general advisory tape for future female captives. The information I'm going to give you is based on my experience dealing with captives over a period of several years. If at a future date there are any major changes in our procedures, the tape will be upgraded. Now, you're obviously here against your will, totally helpless, don't know where you're at, don't know what's going to happen to you. You're very scared or very pissed off. I'm sure that you already tried to get your wrists and ankles loose. No, you can't. Now you're just waiting to see what's going to happen next. You probably think you're going to be raped, and you're fucking sure right about that. Mm. Our primary interest is in what you got between your legs.
Oh, God.
You'll be raped thoroughly and repeatedly. And every hole you got, because basically you've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. Sound kind of far out? I suppose it is to the uninitiated, but we do it all the time. It's going to take a lot of adjustment on your part, and you're not going to like it a fucking bit. But I don't give a big rat's ass about that. It's not like you're going to have any choice about the matter. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. What all this amounts to is that you're going to be kept naked and chained up like an animal, abused and used anytime we want to, any way that we want to. You might as well start getting used to it, because you're going to be kept here and used till such time as we get tired of fucking around with you.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
And we will, eventually. In a month or two, maybe three, it's no big deal. My lady friend and I have been keeping sex slaves for years. We both have kinky hang-ups involving rape, dungeon games, etc. We found that it is extremely convenient to keep one or two female captives available constantly to satisfy our particular needs. We are very selective when we snatch a girl to use for these purposes. It goes without saying.
I don't think I can listen to all of that. That's crazy.
Oh, God, I want to hear more. Who's we? Him and his friend, right?
It was like his, I forget the case. I think it was his like girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was in on it, his girlfriend's.
Yeah, was in on it. Okay, here, hold on.
Oof.
Breeders musk on your back, the back of your neck, and on your sex organs. Now I have three dogs. All of them's male, because I don't need any fucking pups. One of them is a very large German shepherd that is always horny.
Oh my God.
And he loves it when I bring him in the house to fuck a woman.
Oh my God.
After I let him in the house, he'll sniff around you a little bit. And within a minute, he'll be mounting you. There's about a 50-50 chance which hole he'll get his penis into. But it doesn't seem to bother him whether it's the pussy or the asshole. His penis is pretty thin. It goes in easy. But it's about 10 inches long. And when he gets completely excited, it gets a hell of a knot right in the middle of it. Now, I've had slaves tell me that it feels like they got a baseball inside of them. It doesn't take long. He's going to hump you real fast for about 3 or 4 minutes while he's doing it. He'll wrap his front legs around your chest to hold himself in position. And in the process, he'll probably scratch your tits up a little bit with his claws. After he gets through, he usually turns around and tries to pull out. Or he'll jerk a little, not much, mostly just steady pressure, and I've timed it. The knot will usually shrink up enough to come out of your pussy in about 3 minutes. If he's in your asshole, about 5 minutes. I don't use the dog all that often, but I don't deprive him of pussy either. There's no doubt that he's going to be on you a few times while you're here, because I like watching it. And anytime it's just you, me, and the dog, it will always be in your butt. The dog knot on his penis is big and extremely uncomfortable when he's pushing it back and forth. I'm going to rub canine breeders much.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
What is wrong with this fucking guy?
Canine breeders much on your back, the back of your neck. And your sex organs.
Guys, if you want to turn this off, I understand.
All of them's male, but I don't need any fucking pups. One of them is a very large German
shepherd. Oh, we already heard this one. Okay, we can stop. I'm getting a horrible,
bro,
horrible
this is
visual.
Like crazy. It's like goes on for like seven of those. I only listened to the first one. I couldn't. That was the first time I listened to the.
So what's happened to this guy? I mean, where is he now?
God, I fucking forget. We talked about this. It's way box killer.
It's so long ago. Let me take a look.
What happened to that guy?
Hopefully, he's fucking beaten and raped in jail.
Isn't he? No, he didn't die. Yeah, no, he did. He did die. Didn't like someone.
David Parker Ray.
Oh, he received a lengthy sentence, but he was never convicted of murder. He died of a heart attack about 1 year after his conviction in two cases, the second of which resulted in a plea deal. Fucking crazy.
Wow.
So it says, David Parker Ray, May 28th, 2002, he died, I guess. Also known as the Toy Box Killer, was an American kidnapper, torturer, serial rapist, and suspected serial killer. Though no bodies were found, Ray was accused by his accomplices of killing several women and was suspected by the police to have murdered as many as 60 people from Arizona to New Mexico while living in Elephant Butte, New Mexico, approximately 7 miles north of Truth or Consequences. Ray was convicted of kidnapping and torturing in 2001, for which he received a lengthy sentence, but he was never convicted of murder. He died of a heart attack about 1 year after his convictions in two cases, the second of which resulted in a plea deal. Oh my God, he's fucking disgusting.
Fucking crazy.
Wow. So his criminal penalty was 224 years of imprisonment. Oh my God, three plus survived. 60 plus murders. Yeah, Ray used soundproofing methods on a semi-trailer, which he called his toy box, and equipped it with items used for sexual torture. He would kidnap between 5 and 6 women a year, holding each of them captive for around 3 to 4 months. During this period, he would sexually abuse his victims, sometimes involving his dog or his wife, who participated, wife, right, willingly in their crimes, and often tortured them with surgical instruments. Then Ray would drug them with barbiturates in an attempt to erase their memories of what happened before abandoning them on the side of the road. Great. Drug me up.
So I roofie me in that case. I don't want to fucking know anything. I don't want to remember anything. I don't want to know anything. Erase my
memory. This should never even happen.
Of course.
Like, fucking nuts. Oh my God. On that note.
But how'd this guy get married? How do you find someone that would participate in this?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what people are talking about in their first dates, but.
Don't put that in your profile. Do you like kidnapping and torturing women and watching dogs?
And he had a fucking daughter. Like, come on.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that he had. Oh, my God.
I wonder if he did anything to his daughter. Like, just fucking gnarly. Like, so gross. So awful. Like, I can't. Like, no fucking way. That's so crazy. All right, guys.
Well, oh, yay. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Sit with that, I guess, for your Tuesday.
That's what I said. I was like, if at all anything that we play gets fucking crazy, you can turn it off.
That's why we save the stuff for the end when we do get to it. Yeah. If we don't yap the entire time, because we want you to know that it's coming, and, you know, spoiler alert, you can, it may be triggering. So turn it off so you don't have to listen to it.
Exactly.
All right, Scout, go back to doing whatever you're doing in Kentucky.
My bridal shower is on Saturday.
Oh, so nice. Fun.
Yeah, I know.
Where is it at?
Someone's house. It's like a barbecue pool party. Tessa's gonna come up. She's in Nashville.
Nice.
So it'll be fun. Yeah. Nice. All right, guys.
All right. Happy Tuesday.
Bye.